Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Taos Village in East Taos, we've got Jill Samulski. How are you today, Jill?
Fine, thank you, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And Bonnie Hartley's here, too. How are you today, Bonnie?
Well, we're getting ready for our Taos Village Art Prize, and we're ready to go.
This is what, the second year?
Second year.
Now, before we get into the second year, give us a little refresher on the first year. That was a big year for you guys. Usually, first-time events don't kick off as well as this one did. This was a huge response to this event.
We had 147 different artists that brought everything, any kind of art, any kind of pottery, jewelry. We had a bike brought in. We had a stump brought in as a table.
I mean, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
And they can sell their artwork after the event. Artists in the community were able to sell their artwork.
Yeah. So did you think when you put this together that that it would be this big to start for you guys?
We weren't sure what to expect, but we were pleasantly surprised.
Indeed. To the point now where year number two is about ready to kick off, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And last year we had 147 entrants mm-hmm. for first year. That was really good. And this year it's going to be a lot more because people are really excited about entering their artwork. Yeah. And we had over 700 people come to vote and come for refreshments at Taos Village and see all the art.
All right. Now, the Taos Village Art Prize this year is happening when? When are the dates for it this year?
Sunday, March the 3rd mm-hmm. through Wednesday, March
the 6th. Okay. Mm-hmm. And again, out at Taos Village?
Yes.
All right. And really, because you mentioned over 140 art pieces last year, it really takes up all of Taos Village pretty much, doesn't it?
We have the art displayed throughout the home.
Yeah.
And it gives the residents a chance to welcome guests into our home.
Right.
And many people in the community didn't even know where we were located before.
Yeah. So it's a chance to get you guys on the map and to get some great local artists on the map.
Yes.
All right. Now it's happening those days, March 3rd through the 6th, and it's in the afternoon, right?
Yes. It is in the afternoon. It's 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And the most wonderful thing of all, there's no age limit.
Yeah.
If you've got a toddler at home that can color with crayons, we can put it up in our Taos Bay Art Show.
Right up to the seniors.
Right up through. There's
all
no
the way.
Limit. You
that's
can be
right.
110 and enter whatever you have.
And that's the other thing I wanted to bring up. This is open to any kind of artistic thought you have, right?
It sure is.
Yeah. And you showed that last year. There was all kinds of art displayed last year. And, all different forms. And we've got some very talented people in the area.
Oh, we sure do.
And from what I understand, it came from outside the area too, right? Didn't you have some who came from outside of our immediate listening area?
We had people come from far away.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons they came was because of your radio broadcast. Mm. People heard us on the air. They drove miles to bring in their artwork.
Wow. All right. So it's happening March 3rd through the 6th. And during that time from 2 to 7, that's when people can come out and see the artwork, right?
Yes.
All right. And vote.
And vote and have refreshments.
Yes. Last year you had a whole bunch of different people even donating refreshments to the event.
Yes. Yeah, so far this year, we have Mr. Jack's, Kleenos, the chocolatier, the village chocolatier, and we have a couple more that we're working on right now, and that just makes the event so much more enjoyable.
Indeed. All right. Now, how does it work? Between 2 and 7, they come out and take a look at the artwork, and then they vote for one piece? Is that how it works?
Well, there's three different categories.
Okay.
12 and under, 13 to 18 years, and then adults over 18.
Oh, all right. And each one of those are judged, so when you come to vote, you vote for each of those categories then?
Yes.
Very nice. All right. As you mentioned, you'd love to get more of those like 12 and unders, because they're just as creative as those 18 and overs.
Oh, they sure are.
Indeed.
And we also have best of show.
Oh, all right.
Even a child could win best of show because it goes by the votes. Mm-hmm. How many votes are given determine who is actually the best of show.
And unlike Election Day, you can vote more than once, right?
Yes, you can vote every day.
You can come out every day. And so you could vote for somebody different every day, or you could vote for the same one that you really, really like every day. So you're invited all of those days to come out, but you can only vote once per day, right?
Yes, once a day.
All right. But some nice cash prizes. This is nice. No wonder you get so many artists out there because you give away cash prizes.
Yes, we have about $800 this year in cash prizes. And then we always appreciate being able to announce the winners on WKJC.
And that will be, what, the day after the final day, right?
Yes, it will be.
All right, on that March 7th. So come on out, vote for your favorite, vote every day and different refreshments every day so you can come on out and enjoy. And then find out what Tawas Village is all about too, right?
That's right. And we're always there to give a tour.
Indeed. All right. Now, how do they get more information? There's an entry deadline. When do you need to have all the entries in by?
February 24th.
Okay, so that's coming up pretty quick. February 24th, they got to have their artwork in by.
Yes, and I do go to the schools and pick up any artwork.
Oh.
Because we want to enable any of the students to be able to participate, and they really appreciate that.
All right, very good. And then winners are notified right afterwards by phone, but is that before or after they come? You guys come here?
That's after.
Oh, okay. So they hear for the first time.
Yes.
On the radio who the big winners are. Wow, that's exciting. All right. It should be a lot of fun. Now, also, let's talk about you're taking donations for a nice program here in the area too, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For the Tawas Backpack Program. Last year, they were able to serve close to 100 children. And this year, they're already serving... It would be, the number is 110 children.
Wow. All right. Now, Bonnie, give us just a little background for anybody who doesn't know. When you hear the word backpack, it's not the kind of thing we think of as a backpack. What goes into these things?
Okay. The backpack program includes the Tawas Middle School, the Head Start, and the Clara Bolin Elementary. And food is packed into backpacks, delivered to the schools. And then it's for children that are in need of food over the weekend.
Over the weekend, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the backpacks come back, they're cleaned out, and then they're repacked, and then they are taken back home the next weekend. And that's how it works.
It's a wonderful program.
Yes.
Yes, and it's run strictly on donations.
Yeah. So when they come on out, they can make a monetary donation to the backpack program when they come out to vote. Wow, you guys have covered all the bases here. The Tawas Village Art Prize happening March 3rd through the 6th. That's from 2 until 7. Now, if they want more information, how do they get more information on this?
Kevin, they can call us at 362-8420.
Okay.
And Bonnie and I are always available to give additional information.
Very good. And we'll look forward to seeing some great artwork from our local artists and maybe even from around the state like you guys had last year. Out there at Tawas Village, you're located on North Tawas Lake Road in East Tawas. And the Tawas Village Art Prize, March 3rd through the 6th. And we'll look forward, as we get closer to the date, bringing you guys back out to talk once again and get us an update on how things are going, okay?
Thank you, Kevin.
Jill Somalski and Bonnie Hartley from Tawas Village, the Tawas Village Art Prize. Thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side.
Thank you.
Thank you.